So, you know, the emotional body exists. We don't get to skip it. So what if you had a different paradigm on it? Yes, Barb.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure out, like, I think I feel too many feelings and stuff, so I don't think I need to do that exercise, but what I do is I don't have enough action, so that's where I would just flip that and do the timer and say I'm going to do this action for 10 minutes or whatever, you know what I mean? Because
and when you instead of laying around feeling bad.
For hours. Yeah, I mean, I'd sit there.
But are you really choosing it, or is it just when you're not at work? There's a whole different paradigm to it. Mm-hmm. When you really sit in a chair with no TV, no phone, no nothing, and just say, now I'm ready to feel bad. Mm-hmm. I choose when I feel bad.
Right.
Who's ever taught to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, if it's sneaking up on you just because you're not busy, mm-hmm. you're not the one running the show.
It's still in control.
Yeah, but you could do what you said, but it's the mm-hmm. framework. It's not what you do, it's the frequency you do it in. So if you're just feeling bad all the time, no, you're not running that show. Okay? So if you were to say, well, I just want to get action done, set the buzzer. Only do 10 minutes of filing. Usually we'll leave filing, then we do 3 hours, and we hate it, and don't do it again for 6 months, and then it takes another 3 hours, right? Yeah. But if you set the buzzer, and you're just going to file or whatever action you pick for 10 minutes, oh, I promise you, emotion will visit. Because you know, it would be a different behavior. But again, it's the time frame. You know, I always teach, and you've heard me say this many times in the setup.
So then would you do even though the emotion visited, you still have to do the action, whatever.
You could start with one or the other.
Afterward, because you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you're bringing it up. Or you could tie it in. You could really multitask it. But again, with a timer. If you're not using the timer, you are not in charge here. Okay, so don't try to do both right away because you'll blow it off. Pick one. You want to do the action? Do it, but be conscious. What am I feeling? How do I feel when it's over? Am I going to stop and listen when the timer's up? Most of us won't even do that. Right? It's about creating a pattern with yourself. It's an interesting thing, but your emotional body will listen to you.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like training a dog.
It's exactly like that. I just didn't want to say it, so thank you. It's exactly like that. And here's the thing with dogs, puppies. They're amazing. Dogs are amazing. If you put the time and the consistency in the first 6 months, you have a great dog for life. If you don't put it in the first 6 months, you got a pain in the ass for life. Oop, I cussed again. I'm sure that's a cuss word.
It's a donkey.
It's a donkey. There we go. It's going to give you trouble forever. And yes, I've had shelter dogs, and it's really, you don't always out-train a behavior that's already put in. It's really difficult. It takes a lot of patience and time, and if you have a regular life, that's hard to do. So it's the same thing. So on that note, it's not to discourage you. It's to say, please have compassion and patience. None of you have done this. None of you have done this.
So, like, if I'm really doing a lot of procrastination, I could do a timer for 15 minutes of action and then 5 minutes of feeling my feelings, writing them down or whatever, and then 15 more minutes of action and then, like, just keep alternating?
You could, but don't start with too much because humans have a tendency to, like, well, I'll just do this all day and get everything done. Yeah, and then you'll never do it for another year.
And then you'll associate
negative stuff. If you were to just say, I'm only going to do 15 minutes of action every day after work for 5 days, or every morning before I leave, or every, you know, you got to build it in. Mm-hmm. Only 15 minutes. Helen said only 15 minutes. Use me. I'm fine with that. Say, I'm only doing 15 minutes and then 5 minutes of emotion. And do that for 3 weeks. You'll actually get more done than if you do 15 minutes 5 times in a day. I promise you. Mm-hmm. But it's not just what you get done. It's the relationship you build with yourself.
I think fear may be a little more difficult than the other emotions because it can have a physical component to it. For instance, you know, if I stand on the ledge of a tall building and look over, I feel fear. It's caused by, you know, a physical reaction, whereas most other emotions are all in the head.
Yeah, but they have physical reactions too.
Well, they're not caused, I mean,
the fear is caused by something external, by something physical. I mean, not always, but
not
I mean,
always, yeah.
It can be.
And fear will save your life physically.
Yeah.
Don't go in front of the moving car. Don't go down the dark street. I mean, fear, all the emotions are not out to punish us. They're actually really great tools. We just don't know how to use them yet. We haven't been taught well.
And I think I'd say ask in front of my mother.
Oh, see, I'm telling Josh that. You may get another phone call.
So it was 5 minutes, no judgment, criticism.
Yeah, this is the biggest part nobody gets because it's just like your brain won't take it in because it's new. Can you be in negative emotion and not resist it, resent it, judge it as bad?
You don't even say go away.
Yeah, don't even say go away. Say, come on, baby, you got 5 full minutes. And at the end of 5 minutes, you say, thank you for coming. Thank you, emotional body, for working with me. I will be back tomorrow. And then throughout the day, when it comes up, you say, it's not your turn. And I promise you this works. Okay, I'll just flat out tell you. I teach this now because I coach. But my youngest son, who's put me on this spiritual journey, and many of you have heard me mention Sean, I actually did this with Sean. And he actually is amazing at it. And, you know, when he was younger and he would have pets die, this kid could cry over a fish. And I would say to him, okay, I need you to stop crying so you can go to sleep because you have school tomorrow, but I can wake you up early if you need to cry more. And he would say yes or no. And then the next day I'd say, okay, Sean, it's almost time for bed. Do you need to cry over your dead pet? And he'd be like, yeah. And wah, he'd just wail it out. And I'd say, okay, now I need you to stop, and then we'll come back tomorrow and cry some more, if you need to. And his other brother's like, what the heck? He sure is emotional over that pet. And I'd be like, yeah, but he doesn't understand that you have, like, no emotion. You know, I said, or if one of them was going through a hard time, Sean, who's very hyper-empathetic and sensitive, he would start, you could see him getting, you know, picking up on the energies. Haven't you felt mad when you're next to a mad person? Like, even though it's not your fight, right? Or you can feel really sad or whatever. You'd see Sean revving. I'd be like, it's not your turn. It's your brother's turn. That's not yours. And he's actually learned. You know, it started when he was really little. He had the hugest temper you've ever seen. He was born with it. And it projected me on the spiritual journey. But when he was really little, I'd tell him, you need to take all that anger and go to your room. Go be angry in your room. You know, you can do whatever you want in there, but you can't expect us all to be miserable with you. And it took a lot of work and loving care, and he just learned to manage it. So I never made him wrong for being angry. I never made him wrong for crying. I never made him wrong for being obnoxious, which he was very obnoxious today. I just only ever guided him to you to be safe, to be courteous of others, and to use it appropriately. Does that make sense? And if I wouldn't have learned this with this child, he would be living such a hard life. He would be like my brother who went to prison for 8 years. He was an angry child. It was very scary, so I learned. But what I didn't understand was that I would be teaching adults this too. Okay, so let me give you a couple more ways to integrate this. If you develop a meditation practice, okay, everybody's read a little bit, some of you are meditators, right? If you develop a meditation practice, they teach you, anything you study on it, if you pick a certain time and a certain space, you train the body so that you can drop into an altered space quickly. Same thing with your emotional body. I'm going to train you when it's appropriate for you to filter emotion. Kind of got it? So the extreme is post-traumatic stress disorder when you can't turn it off at all. When it's triggered by things and it's out of your control. That would be the extreme. And the opposite extreme is when you can't feel anything. And that happens to people too. They get shut down. But ideally, you want to be the one managing your emotional body in a way that blesses your life and empowers you. Because you don't get to skip it. There's always going to be more to do than you may want in a day.
So if you have, if you're holding energy in your body and negative energy in your body, and don't know where it came from, but you know it's there. You don't even know how it feels. You just move to that part of your body for 5 minutes and just let whatever come up happen.
Yeah, if you do it with curiosity, like, I wonder what, oh, that's what that feels like. Wow, I feel that over here. You know, kind of like you guys do with the tapping when I have you think of a memory and you feel emotion. But if you work with the emotional body, you don't even need the memories. The emotions will come. They'll tell you. We're just used to medicating them, either with crunchy cheese and crackers or with going for a drive, turn on the TV, getting a drink of caffeine or alcohol or sugar. We're just used to distracting ourselves from negative emotion because no one ever told you, hey guys, if you work with it, you'll do really well. And I don't even know if that was true a decade ago, but the energies today will support it. Okay? So man up and try it. Let me know. But the procrastination and the action thing, buzzer. Got to use the buzzer, and then you got to stop when the buzzer goes off. It's not about the work you get done. It's about keeping your word to yourself and setting yourself up for success. Because if you build enough personal successes, that will spill over all over your life. Make sense? And please be nice. Earth, we don't have a good history. You know, so be patient.